All right, so let's talk Salesforce. I'm guessing that just hearing the name probably brings up some pretty strong feelings for a lot of you out there.
Yeah, bet.
I mean, whether you're about to dive headfirst into implementing it, you're stuck in the middle of it right now and kind of tearing your hair out, or maybe you're just trying to make the most of what you've already got set up. Everyone knows it's a big, complicated thing.
It really is.
There's just so much to think about. You've got all these complex needs you're trying to solve, tons of data to move over, endless customization options. And then on top of all of that, you have to get everyone on board and trained. It can almost feel like you'd need a whole new team just to handle the Salesforce side of things.
That's something we saw come up again and again in our research for this deep dive. It can be a huge undertaking. And, you know, it's especially tough for smaller teams.
Oh, absolutely.
They know they need Salesforce, right?
Right.
The power, that scalability it offers, those are crucial for growth. But the traditional way of getting it all set up, it often feels like you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. Either you push your current team to the absolute limit, or you have to bring in outside help, which can get expensive really fast. It's a real bottleneck when you're trying to grow strategically and do more with less.
Exactly. It's like this catch-22. So today, we're going to explore a potential solution that we kept seeing pop up in our research. GetGenerative.ai.
Interesting name.
Right. Even the name sort of gives you a clue about what they're doing. It's a platform that claims to be able to automate that whole Salesforce implementation lifecycle from start to finish. The promise is a much faster go live without needing to suddenly expand your team.
I like the sound of that already.
Yeah, right. And the way they do it, pretty clever. They use what they call intelligent agents, 6 of them in total, and each one is specifically focused on a key stage of the implementation process.
So it's like having a team of AI specialists working behind the scenes to handle all those different parts of the project.
Exactly. And that's what we're going to dig into today. Our goal, as always, is to cut through the hype and get to the heart of what this actually means for you. We're going to explore exactly how these AI agents work, what makes them so potentially game-changing, and most importantly, give you the key takeaways without getting lost in all the technical jargon. So first things first. Let's talk about why traditional Salesforce implementations tend to become such a bottleneck in the first place.
Well, I think a big part of it is that Salesforce is so powerful and flexible. That's what makes it so great, right? It can be adapted to fit so many different unique workflows and business needs. But that flexibility also means there's a lot of complexity involved in actually customizing it to do exactly what you need it to do.
It's not like you just buy a box of software, install it, and you're done. There are so many steps involved. You've got to start by really understanding the requirements, and that usually involves a lot of back and forth, trying to nail down exactly what the business needs.
Absolutely. Getting those requirements right is crucial.
Then comes the design phase, where you have to figure out the best way to actually build a solution within Salesforce that meets those specific requirements.
And that can involve some really tricky decisions.
Oh, for sure. And then, once the design is finalized, there's all the actual configuration and development work. You've got to set up the underlying structure of your Salesforce environment, what they call the metadata. Think of it as the blueprint for your specific Salesforce setup, things like custom fields, objects, all that stuff. And for anything more complex or customized, there's usually a good amount of coding involved in Salesforce's programming language, which is called Apex.
Yeah, Apex can be a beast.
And of course, after all that, you can't forget about testing. You have to make sure everything works the way it's supposed to. And then there's the deployment phase, where you actually push those changes live, and that can be nerve-wracking.
Definitely.
And even after it's all live, there's the ongoing support and maintenance. There are always tweaks to be made, new features to add, issues to fix, you name it.
And if we take a step back and look at all of that, those traditional methods, they inherently require a team with a very diverse skill set, right? You need people who are great at gathering requirements, people who can design solutions, people who can code, people who can test. And for smaller organizations, that often means spreading their existing team really thin.
Or bringing in those expensive consultants we talked about.
Exactly. And the real issue here is scalability. It's about being able to achieve more without having to proportionally increase your resources. That's where things get tricky.
Exactly. So you can see why there's such a need for a different approach. It comes down to wanting automation to handle all those repetitive tasks, wanting clarity at each stage of the process to avoid costly mistakes, and wanting speed to get things up and running quickly without sacrificing the quality of the final product.
I think everyone wants that, right? More efficiency, more effectiveness.
Absolutely. And that's where GetGenerative.ai comes in. Their whole pitch is about streamlining this process using those AI-powered agents we mentioned earlier. So let's dive into how they actually claim to do that.
All right, let's break it down. So the fundamental idea here is to use artificial intelligence to automate those tasks that are traditionally done manually and that take a lot of time. They're basically creating a virtual team of AI specialists, and each one is responsible for a specific part of the implementation lifecycle.
It's like having a team of AI experts working alongside your human team.
Exactly. And the big promise for you listening is that this could allow your current team to deliver Salesforce implementations faster and more reliably without burning everyone out or having to bring in those expensive consultants. It's all about empowering the resources you already have to manage these complex projects in a smarter way.
Love it. So let's look at each of these six AI agents and see what they actually bring to the table. We'll start at the very beginning with the pre-sales agent. What's its role in the process?
So the pre-sales agent kicks in right at the start when you're having those initial conversations about a potential Salesforce project. The focus here is on really understanding what the client needs and then putting together a solid proposal. What's really cool is how this agent automates that whole proposal creation process, which can often be very manual and, let's be honest, sometimes a bit of a guessing game.
Right. And our research shows that it can actually analyze documents, like requirements documents or even transcripts of meetings, to extract those key details about what the client needs.
It's like having an AI assistant who can listen to all those conversations and pick out the most important points.
Exactly. And then it uses that information to build a structured project scope. So it's clearly outlining exactly what will be delivered. But it doesn't stop there, does it? It also uses AI to come up with estimates for how much the project will cost and how much effort will be involved.
Right. And this is where it gets really smart. It's using historical data from past projects to identify patterns and potential issues. For example, it can spot areas where scope creep might be likely or where additional time might be needed, things that a human might overlook because they're naturally a bit more optimistic.
That's a great point. So by bringing that level of automation and accuracy to the pre-sales phase, this pre-sales agent offers several key advantages, right?
Oh, absolutely. First off, it helps to eliminate those nasty surprises that can pop up later on in a project because of misunderstandings about the scope, you know, when things weren't clearly defined at the beginning.
Right. Those can be budget killers.
For sure. And secondly, it ensures a smoother transition from the sales team over to the team that's actually going to implement the project. Everyone's working from the same detailed understanding of what needs to be done.
That makes a lot of sense.
And maybe most importantly for you listening, it gives you much more accurate information up front so you can plan better and allocate your resources more effectively right from the start.
It sets the stage for a smoother, more transparent project overall.
Exactly. I think this is what Mark Benioff was talking about when he said, artificial intelligence and generative AI may be the most important technology of any lifetime.
Wow, that's a pretty bold statement.
It is, but I think he's onto something.
Thanks.
So, okay. Let's say the deal is signed, everyone's happy. What happens next in this AI-powered implementation journey? That's where the design agent steps in.
All right, so the design agent, what's its role?
Once you've got the green light to move forward, the design agent takes over and focuses on translating all those business needs that were gathered in the pre-sales phase into concrete blueprints for your Salesforce solution. It's like the architect of your Salesforce setup.
I like that analogy.
It takes all that information about what you want to achieve and starts to structure the project using those familiar project management concepts like themes, epics, and user stories.
Right. So it's basically breaking down a potentially massive project into smaller, more manageable chunks.
Exactly. And it goes further than that. It generates both a high-level overview of the system architecture so you can see the big picture, and then it also dives into the details, creating a technical architecture that maps out how Salesforce will be configured.
So instead of having to manually create all those documents and spend hours in meetings trying to get everyone on the same page, this agent automates a lot of that foundational work.
Exactly. It streamlines that communication between the business side and the technical team, which is so important.
So what are the real benefits here for someone listening who's about to embark on a Salesforce project?
Well, I think the key benefits are faster alignment between the business and technical teams, automatic creation of all that essential documentation, and seamless integration with project management tools like Jira. So you have one central place to track progress and keep everything organized.
So less confusion, better organization, and a more focused effort during that crucial building phase.
Exactly. And once the design is finalized, we move on to the next stage, which is where the build agent comes in.
All right, the build agent. And it sounds like this is where things really start to get interesting in terms of how AI is changing the traditional Salesforce development process.
Absolutely. Traditionally, building a Salesforce solution has been a very manual process. You've got developers spending a lot of time configuring the system, setting up the underlying data structure, that metadata we talked about earlier, and writing a lot of code in Apex to create all the custom functionalities.
Lots and lots of coding.
Exactly. But the build agent aims to automate a lot of that. It shifts away from that purely manual approach by taking the approved design and automatically generating a lot of those core development components.
So what does that actually look like in practice?
Well, for example, it can automatically generate that Salesforce metadata based on the design that was created by the design agent. It can produce code snippets, which are basically reusable chunks of code. And it can even create complete Apex logic for certain functions, all without the need for manual coding.
And the research suggests it also does error checking on the configurations before they're deployed, which is pretty cool.
Oh, absolutely. That's a huge time saver. You're catching those potential problems before they even have a chance to cause issues.
Right. So it's not just about speeding things up. It's also about improving the quality and reliability of the code.
Exactly. And the impact on development time can be really dramatic. Even smaller teams who maybe don't have a huge team of experienced Salesforce developers can use the build agent to implement much more complex business logic and build custom features much faster than they could before.
It's really leveling the playing field. So we've got the design, we've built the solution, but we all know that a Salesforce implementation, no matter how well designed or well built, isn't going to be successful if it's full of bugs. That's where the test agent comes in.
Yes. Testing. The crucial but often dreaded part of any software project.
It's so important. But it can also feel like such a drain on time and resources. How does this AI agent help to make testing more efficient and effective?
Well, the test agent tackles the challenge of testing in a few key ways. First, it can actually generate structured test plans directly from those solution designs we were talking about.
So it's making sure you're testing all the critical areas of the system.
Exactly. And then it goes on to create automated test cases, which are basically scripts that can be run to test specific functions of the system automatically. And these automated tests can be run much faster and more consistently than manual tests.
That makes sense.
And finally, it provides valuable insights by tracking any issues that are found during testing and by monitoring how much of the system has been tested so you know where you stand in terms of coverage.
It's giving you a much clearer picture of the quality of the system. So it's not just about speed, it's about making sure the final product is solid.
Absolutely. Finding bugs early on in the process reduces the risk of running into those major problems right before, or even worse, right after you go live.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody. And by automating the test execution, you can achieve much better test coverage, which means you're more likely to catch those pesky bugs before they have a chance to impact your users.
And that gives everyone more confidence, right? More confidence that the implementation is going to work the way it's supposed to.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've covered pre-sales, design, build, and test. We're getting close to the finish line, but the journey doesn't end when the system goes live. That's where the support agent comes in.
All right, the support agent. So this is all about that post-launch phase, right? Making sure everything keeps running smoothly.
Exactly. A lot of teams pour so much energy into getting Salesforce up and running, but what happens after launch is just as critical for long-term success. If you don't have proper support and monitoring in place, even a well-executed implementation can run into problems. You know, users might struggle with adoption or there might be performance issues that crop up.
And it's easy to get overwhelmed with support requests once the system is live.
Oh, for sure. But the support agent is designed to provide that essential post-launch oversight without putting a huge burden on your internal team.
And how does it do that?
Well, according to our research, it keeps a close eye on how users are actually interacting with the system and how it's performing overall. It can identify any issues that might be preventing users from adopting the system effectively, and it can even spot those common support questions that tend to come up.
And then it can suggest answers or solutions, right?
Exactly. So it's not just reacting to problems after they occur. It's about being proactive and identifying potential issues early on so you can address them before they become major headaches.
It's like having an AI assistant who's constantly monitoring your Salesforce environment and giving you helpful tips.
Exactly. It helps to ensure that your Salesforce platform stays healthy and that your users are getting the most out of it without your team having to constantly put out fires.
I love it. All right. And finally, we arrive at the deploy agent, which is responsible for that often stressful final step of any Salesforce project, actually getting the system live.
Yeah, the go live, it can definitely be a nail-biting moment.
So how does AI help to minimize the risks involved in that deployment phase?
Well, the deploy agent is all about automation and control. It takes care of moving all those configurations from your development environment to your live environment seamlessly. It provides real-time tracking and validation throughout the entire deployment process so you can see exactly what's happening at every step.
So you're not just blindly pushing things live and hoping for the best?
Nope. And after the deployment is complete, it runs automated checks to make sure everything is working the way it should.
So it's giving you that peace of mind that everything went smoothly.
Exactly. It reduces the risk of human errors, which are unfortunately pretty common during deployments, and it gives everyone involved a lot more confidence that the system is going to work as expected once it's live.
All right, so we've now walked through all six of these intelligent agents, and it definitely paints a picture of a much more streamlined and automated Salesforce implementation process. But let's bring it all together now. What does this actually mean for a team in terms of saving time and resources?
Well, when you combine the effects of all these agents working together, the time and resource savings are pretty substantial. By automating so much of the process, from that initial scoping all the way through to the deployment and ongoing support, teams can significantly reduce the total time it takes to get Salesforce up and running or to implement those new enhancements.
Right. So faster time to market, which is always a good thing.
Absolutely. And the fact that the AI is handling so much of the design and build process means there are likely to be fewer errors and less need for rework, which can be a huge time and money saver. And of course, those automated tests we talked about help to ensure a higher level of quality throughout the project.
So fewer mistakes, less rework, better quality overall.
Exactly. And maybe the most important benefit of all is that all of this frees up your team's time and energy. They can focus on those higher level tasks, the strategic initiatives, rather than getting bogged down in all those manual, repetitive tasks that the AI agents can handle.
That's a huge advantage in today's business environment where everyone's trying to do more with less.
Absolutely. And in a market where it's so hard to find and retain talented technical people, the ability to scale your Salesforce capabilities without having to grow your team is a game changer.
I can see why people are so excited about this. But let's zoom out for a moment and think about why this whole concept of automating Salesforce implementations feels so relevant right now. Mm-hmm. What's the bigger picture here?
Well, we're in the middle of this massive wave of digital transformation, right? Businesses across all kinds of industries are trying to figure out how to keep up with the rapid pace of technological change. And Salesforce has become a central platform for a lot of them. They're using it to manage their customer relationships, streamline their operations, and just generally stay competitive in this digital world.
Right. Salesforce has become essential for so many businesses.
But the traditional ways of implementing Salesforce, they haven't always kept pace with the speed and the demands of this digital shift.
So it's almost like a bottleneck. Businesses need to adopt and leverage platforms like Salesforce quickly to stay ahead of the curve. But those old, slow implementation methods are holding them back.
Exactly. And by embracing automation in the implementation process, they can break free from those limitations. It's not just about getting Salesforce up and running faster. It's about setting themselves up for long-term success.
And those automated implementations, they lead to cleaner, more efficient systems overall.
Right. They can, yeah. And that means better user adoption because the process is smoother and less disruptive. And ultimately, it means fewer headaches and support issues down the road.
It's a win-win all around.
I think so. Andrew Bailey, the governor of the Bank of England, said something that really resonates with me here. He said, AI could enhance productivity, lower costs, and spur continuous improvement, potentially boosting growth rates and per capita income.
It makes you think.
It does. And I think that applies directly to how businesses are adopting and utilizing these essential technologies like Salesforce. AI has the potential to revolutionize how we implement and manage these complex systems.
So to sum it all up, it seems like GetGenerative.ai is presenting a pretty compelling vision. They're saying, we can help you unlock the full potential of Salesforce more quickly and more efficiently by freeing up your team from those repetitive tasks that are bogging them down, and we're going to do it using the power of AI.
It's a great way to put it. It's about empowering your team with tools that amplify their abilities so they can focus on the strategic work, the big picture thinking, rather than getting lost in the weeds of manual implementation.
So for everyone listening out there, whether you're in the midst of planning a Salesforce project, struggling with your current setup, or just curious about how technology is changing this landscape,
yeah,
this is something to pay attention to. It raises some really interesting questions. In a world where adopting technology efficiently is becoming more and more crucial for success, how could embracing AI in your implementation strategies give you a real competitive edge? How could it allow you to focus on growth and innovation rather than just the complexities of setting up a new system?
Those are the questions we all need to be asking.
Food for thought. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.
My pleasure.